Wait for the machinery to work.
Okay, go ahead. All right.
1:13, call the meeting to order.
All right.
Roll call.
Sean Baranowski. Lisi Doolin.
Here.
Sarah Foster.
Here.
Dr. Sarah Hall.
Here.
Michelle Hernandez.
Here.
Nikki Imes.
Here.
Quorum met.
All right.
This is purple. Is somebody going to be upset about it?
I don't think so. This regular meeting of the Advisory Committee on Midwifery, scheduled to begin at 1 p.m. on this 12th day of June 2023, was convened in accordance with the Oklahoma Open Meeting Act. Further, an advance public notice was sent to the Secretary of State's Office of Administrative Rules by Internet prior to this time today, specifying the time and place of the meeting. Notice of this meeting was given at least 24 hours prior, and no one filed a written request of notice of meetings of this public body to date.
Thank you very much. All right. We'll give everybody an opportunity to review the minutes from the May meeting if you haven't had a chance to look that over. Michelle made a second.
Okay, Nikki Imes.
Yes.
Dr. Sarah Hall.
Yes.
Sarah Foster.
Yes.
Michelle Hernandez.
Yes.
Lisi Doolin.
I think I have to abstain.
Okay. And motion carries.
Won't fight you either way.
All right. So we have.
Lisi's like, absolutely not.
We have license applications to review. I believe that some of these were ones that we previously reviewed and we're just like, we're missing some stuff. So we're going to look that over again and see if they've got everything up to date now.
And so we had motioned that they be accepted after the new.
You had previously motioned that they be approved for licensure if the dates on their updated submitted documents were prior to the meeting.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
However, what they submitted came, they did it all after the meeting. Gotcha. So that's why they're going before the
before
committee
us
again.
Before us again to review.
Okay.
Was all that was missing from Atlee was her CPR? Like yes. The actual.
She did submit a CPR previously, but it was only the online portion and no actual.
Not
like physical test
in person,
the MegaCode.
Okay. Which I think it's funny that this is on the website and like the document, like they got a crossover on that. I was like, wait, what? I just thought that was amusing. It still works.
So I looked at this morning and it looks like. So she has her NRP.
And her, yes. This first one's licensed in Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lydia said, a midwife at my birth center said she was aware of her.
That was the original submission.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, I'm looking. I didn't look at the year. I was like, what?
Yes.
Okay.
The last page in the
is the completed
data.
The
current
one. The completed. Yes. Okay.
So motion to approve.
Okay.
Second that motion.
All right, Nikki Imes.
Yes.
Dr. Sarah Hall.
Yes.
Sarah Foster?
Yes.
Michelle Hernandez?
Yes.
Lisi Doolin?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Wendy, I believe it was the NRP, wasn't it?
Yes.
Wendy's was
NRP.
Ivy and pharmacology and IV and an end date NRP.
NRP. Yeah, it was
so
all
it was
of those
two.
Okay.
Yeah. Why did she send that generic
name change? Oh,
okay.
I think because it asks if you
okay.
have if your name is
okay.
different is anywhere else.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the thing about the person that does a great job of redacting, they redacted the dates. That date is valid.
It is valid. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm
yeah.
Like, I'm sure it is, but
yeah.
they redacted the date.
Yeah.
So it's
no,
like
I was looking at that too, and I was like,
how
would we know?
How
yes.
would we know?
I was looking at
that
last night.
The last meeting.
Yeah.
But that's just all the same pages.
The same
the
pages from
meeting.
The last meeting. Yeah. Which one is there? That one? That's the back of her
driver's license.
So she must have submitted both sides of it, and so. Yeah, okay.
Because
the vena puncture.
What is that shape, though?
The shape?
Like.
Above it, that little
oh,
round.
Oh, I think it's because it may be like a Texas license, so it may be like
is
a security a, feature or something on the
is
back.
It a cannon?
Yeah, maybe so.
Possibly.
Yes,
sounds like,
bad.
I mean, you know, bully to our colleagues in Texas, but, you know, they have forts and things out there they're really proud of. I wouldn't be surprised.
Injection practices, bloodborne pathogens, health department.
Yeah.
The
venipuncture and everything. I motion to approve Wendy Fowler's license application.
Okay. Second.
Did we find the IV specific one?
It's in the very
it's
back.
The
it's
very
the very,
page.
Very, very,
okay.
very, very
yeah.
last page.
Okay, good.
Yeah, she got it.
And it's from
okay, good.
CEU. It's a nursing
yeah.
CEU.
Mm-hmm.
So, only 12.
All right. Okay, Nikki Imes.
Yes.
Dr. Sierra Hall.
Yes.
Sarah Foster.
Yes.
Michelle Hernandez.
Yes.
Lisi Doolin.
Yes.
Motion carries. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that was very efficient. Thank you to the health department staff for making sure we got all the stuff we need. And then I believe the next thing on the agenda was the possible September meeting date change. Lisi, I think you were the one that asked to have that on the agenda.
Yeah, I really don't want to miss another meeting, but on that particular one,
mm-hmm.
I know that this is obviously very personal, but it just wouldn't be possible for me to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping that maybe just a small alteration. Even if we went in the morning, it would be possible, but just...
So, like, moving it to, like, a morning in Tulsa
just
would still be...
Just because I can't get back to the city
okay.
By the afternoon.
Does everyone want to look at their, like, their calendars and see if that's something we could easily do?
What's the date?
September 13th.
Yeah, and I haven't reserved the room yet, so it shouldn't be problematic to request a time
okay.
change if we needed to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine with me.
A time change doesn't bother me.
Driving to Tulsa is driving to Tulsa for me. It's like, whichever, like, you guys know, it's driving one direction or the other.
And if
so.
we want to do maybe 10 so that you guys get up at 8 instead
mm-hmm.
of 6.
Yeah.
I would love that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would that work for you?
I think I would vote yes
yeah.
for getting
okay.
up.
I have no requirements for that day, so.
Okay.
So I can hold the room from like 10 a.m. to noon, or do you think longer? Do we anticipate there'll be other agenda items that will require longer discussion?
I don't have any pending licensure applications, and
mm-hmm.
I don't have any.
Yeah. I would say just my memory
mm-hmm.
of things, you know,
mm-hmm.
our licenses will be coming up in December for
okay.
reviews. So that's what I feel like
December
the
longer one.
Like
the
longer mm-hmm. meetings will be
okay.
in the winter, I
okay.
feel like, with people reviewing
so
their applications.
Noon, you think? 10 to noon.
10
if
to
I
noon
okay.
works would work.
Reserve
I think.
That. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I can get you that room number.
So, I make a motion that we change the time
of the September 13th meeting to 10 a.m. in Tulsa.
Second.
Sarah
Foster seconds. Yes.
Dr. Sarah Hall.
Yes.
Sarah Foster.
Yes.
Michelle Hernandez.
Yes.
And Lacey Doolin.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Okay. I'm going to adjust it on the main calendar at the office calendar right now.
Dr. Hall, can you let me know when you get a room reserved?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
thank you.
And I will work on that ASAP for you, because that way we'll be off my to-do list. And you can let everyone know.
Mm-hmm. No, I just did it accordingly.
I just can't do it on my phone. It's just difficult.
Yeah.
I have to do it on a computer.
No, I know that feeling when you're like, it would be faster to just do it from a different type of device.
It doesn't let you change the AM and PM. I've spent hours trying.
You're like, this should be easy. This should be easy.
It isn't.
It's always one thing.
That's it, AM, PM. Mm-hmm. I was like, could you just do military time and then we don't have to do AM or PM?
Right, that would be so much easier.
Google Maps won't let you change whose calendar you put it on. So if you didn't change it when you made it,
no.
It's on their calendar.
From the,
forever going forward.
I just don't ever try to do anything.
Michelle puts in a sticky note and says, here we go.
Do that.
I think I will try that method.
Yeah, look at that.
Can you send me that on the, and I say,
no,
but I know somebody who can.
No, exactly.
Did we have any new business items not reasonably foreseen within 24 hours? Prior to the start of the meeting that we needed to bring up?
No.
No? All right. Well, motion to adjourn.
You don't have to motion.
Oh, that's right. I don't have to motion that anymore. You guys tell me that every time and I forget every single time. So.
No,
I think that might be
125. That is a, I think that is a record. We had a record before, but it was four applications.